Welcome to the Blessed Podcast. It's Saul K here. Happy Friday. It's Friday the 3rd. Hope you guys are doing great. And just going to make this a short podcast. Got some good news for you. And hold on, let's spin the microphone around here.
How's that?
How's that? Oh, that's better. Let's do it that way. So happy Good Friday to you. Happy Passover to you. I've been thinking about freedom today. Thinking about spending time with the family. Mostly thinking about freedom and slavery. And so I got some quotes and stories for you about that. So let's get right to it. Quote of the day is, "The secret of happiness is freedom. The secret of freedom is courage." So I was thinking about the fact that, you know, there are well over 10 million slaves in the world right now, currently. Some say 20 million, which is basically would mean there's more slaves right now in the world than there have ever been in the history of our humanity. It's hard to believe, I know, but do some research and you'll find out for yourself. So I was thinking, what are there organizations out there that are doing something about that? And I actually found one. It's called Not For Sale, and their website is notforsalecampaign.org. And what they do is they have strategies in place to help prevent human trafficking, and they do it in 5 countries at the moment: United States, the Netherlands, Peru, Romania, and Thailand. And you know, this is 30 million people that are trafficked at the moment. It's a $150 billion industry. It's crazy. Those people are slaves. They don't have their own lives. So anyway, not to stay on the negative, but these people are doing various strategies to help fight this, to help combat this. So you can check out their website, Not For Sale Campaign. And for those of you that are challenged with spelling like myself, campaign is campaign.org. Check it out. There's a bunch of stories, of success stories. There's different ways to donate. As you can see, there are different strategies to provide safety and stability for people that are at risk, and learn more about them. Very cool. Very, very cool company. I'm really happy to discover that. And, you know, for me personally, my own life and my own story, you know, my large slavery experience was being slave to debt, which I was a slave to debt for 20 years. And I've been free. I've freed my shackles for 6 months. And it's just been dramatic and incredible. And I haven't used a credit card in 8 years. But it's amazing how quickly things expanded for me personally once I got out of debt. I actually started this website, debtfreeatlast.biz, to just tell that story, to tell help other people. You know, if you're struggling with debt, if you have unsecured debt and you have creditors calling you and you've had things repossessed and houses foreclosed, I can relate, my friends, and I've been there. And feel free to, you can, you know, privately send me a message, and I'm happy to share any resources I have in terms of my own life experience to help you and to fast track you out of that cycle, because it is a vicious cycle. And I remember getting my first credit card and thinking, ooh, I'm an adult now. I can go and take my friends out to sushi, which of course is exactly what I did. And that was how it all started. That's how it all started. But I'm grateful now to be free, to be debt free, and to be heading into this holiday of celebrating freedom, where we get to lean to the left, where we get to be expansive and open and have long meals, spend time with friends, family, chosen family, whoever we want to. And the other thing about Passover that I think is profound is the whole idea of, you know, you're not supposed to eat bread or things that puff up, basically, like rice and beans and things like that. And it's about humility. It's about not being over prideful. And I think that if there's one thing that I know leads to negativity in one's life, my own life, is when I get prideful, is when I think that I'm the one that's running the show, you know? And what I have learned in my life is that is not the case. And thank God that's not the case, literally, because I don't have it all figured out, and I don't have to have it all figured out. So that's a great blessing that I've learned. And that's one of the freedoms that I have, that I can just turn it over and say, you know what, God, you are the CEO. I'm a person that's been self-employed my whole life. I consider myself psychologically unemployable, and so I'm grateful to have God as my manager, CEO, and director of the company. So that's it, a little spirituality for you guys today, and I hope that you will check out that website that I mentioned. It is notforsalecampaign.org. I'm going to go there right now and donate. I just think it's an awesome cause. And wish you guys well. If you're celebrating Easter this weekend, or Passover, or Shabbat, or all three, then enjoy it. I hope you have a great, great time. And I will be off the grid for a few days myself. This is episode 66 of the Blessed Podcast. Very excited to be continuing to do this. And if there's something you want to hear about, something you want me to talk about, or something that you are doing in the world that you would like me to interview you about specifically, let me know. Send me a message on Twitter at SaulKaye. Find me on Facebook, Saul.Kaye. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And this podcast is brought to you by your daily internet marketing tool. Find out how I get paid to do this. Have a great weekend, you guys. We'll see you soon. Peace.